Prophet God, Isaiah, Mishnah, Gimel, but there's an inside the Azar. If meat is found inside the Azar, the Beit HaMikdash, Avarim Olav. If the meat is found in the form of Avarim, it's chopped up into limbs, and that's the way they would chop up a corpse before putting it on the Mizbeach, we could assume that the limbs that you found are from a Korban Olav, which is chopped up into limbs and then placed on the Mizbeach. If we find Basar in the Azar that is chopped up into small pieces, the way you would chop up meat before cooking it and eating it, in such a case, we could assume that it's Basar from a Chatos. And the only korban that is eaten inside the Azar is a korban chasas, which is kashya kashya, which has to be eaten in the Azar, as opposed to korbanos such as shlamim or bahor, which is kashya kam. It could be eaten inside the entire city of Yerushalayim. So therefore, if we find small pieces of basar in the Azar, we can assume it's from a korban chasas. Yerushalayim zivchei shlamim. If we find small pieces of meat in Yerushalayim, we could assume it's from a korban shlamim, as most of the meat that is eaten inside Yerushalayim is from a korban shlamim, which is custom kam that is eaten inside the entire city of Yerushalayim. Zeb is that ubar tzurasso v'yete lebeis hasreifa. Whether the meat that we found chopped into small pieces was found inside the Azar, or whether it was found in Yerushalayim, in both cases the meat is forbidden to be eaten. Instead, we have to keep the meat overnight until it becomes pasul belina, until it becomes pasul since it was left overnight and became noser, and then we would take the meat out to be burnt. The reason why it's forbidden to eat the meat, even though we assume it's from a korban chatos, which is eaten by the kohen, or from a korban shlamim, which could be eaten by anybody, is because the meat has become pasul behesed hadasa. Since the meat was lost, it is considered pasul since they had taken their minds off the meat, and basa from a korban is pasul behesed hadasa. Therefore, the meat cannot be eaten. However, it cannot be burnt right away, since that's not considered a psul begufo. It's not a psul in the actual korban. It's a psul and the person who owned the korban that was masiach das and had a lapse of das from the korban. So therefore, since it's not a psul in the actual korban, it cannot be burnt immediately until you have a psul in the actual korban. So therefore, we would leave the meat overnight until it becomes psul belina. And a psul lina is considered a psul in the actual korban, and then we would take the basar out to be burnt. Nimsa bekvut. If you find meat outside of Yerushalayim, Avarim nifelos. If the meat was chopped up into limbs, in such a case we could assume that it's a basar nivela and it cannot be eaten. The reason being is that somebody who has basar nivela, he doesn't chop it up into small pieces. He's not planning on cooking it and eating it, so he chops it up into limbs. So therefore, the basar that is chopped up into limbs can be assumed that it is a nivela and it is also to be eaten. Chatichos mutaros. Somebody who finds basar outside of Yerushalayim that's chopped up into small pieces, in such a case, it's mutter to eat that basar. And since it was chopped up into small pieces, obviously it's basar that's mutter to be eaten. And that's why it was chopped into small pieces, so it could be cooked and eaten. So therefore, it's mutter to eat the basar that you found that had been chopped up into small pieces, as long as the place where you found the basar is a place where strictly Jews live in that place. So don't have to worry that the basar is from a guy. However, if you find the basar in a place where goyim live in that place as well, then even if it were chopped into small pieces, you're not allowed to eat that basar, as maybe the basar from an avela that was lost by a guy. Somebody who finds basar during the raga, when there's a lot of basar around and everybody's eating basar, in such a case, even if you find limbs of basar, it would be mutter to eat the basar. And even though we said if you find limbs of basar, we can assume the basar is basar nevela. And that's why it would chop into limbs instead of into small pieces, because you're not planning on cooking and eating it. That's during the year. However, during the ragel, when there's a lot of basar being eaten and people don't have time to chop it into small pieces, instead they cook it in very large pieces. So even if you find large pieces of basar during the ragel, you could assume that the basar is mutter and you would be allowed to eat it. An animal that is found between Yerushalayim and a town called Migdal Eder, which was a short distance away from Yerushalayim, or you found the animal outside of Yerushalayim in a different direction other than Migdal Eder, but it was found within the distance that there is between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder. In such a case, we assume that the animal came from Yerushalayim, and most animals in Yerushalayim are brought as a korban. So, Karim Olam, if the animal that you found is a male animal, then we assume that the animal is a korban olah and it has to be brought as a korban olah. As only a male animal could be brought as a korban olah, most male animals in Yerushalayim are korbanos olos, and since the animal is found such a short distance away from Yerushalayim, we assume that the animal came from Yerushalayim and is a korban olah. Nikevos zivcheslam. If the animal that you found is a female animal, then we would assume that the animal is a korban shlamim, as most female animals in Yerushalayim are brought as a korban shlamim. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm harai l'psachim psachim. Kaidan l'ragal shloishin yam. Rabbi Yehuda says somebody who finds an animal within a short distance of Yerushalayim that is fit to be brought as a korban pesach, that you found a male animal that was either a sheep or a goat and it was 1 year old, such an animal could be brought as a korban pesach. We would assume that the animal is a korban pesach if you found it within 30 days of pesach. And that's the time that people start setting aside animals for a korban pesach. And if you find an animal within that time span that is fit to be brought as a korban pesach, we would assume that it is a korban pesach. And if you want, you can use that animal for your own korban pesach. And if the owner of the animal shows up and claims the animal, so then you would just pay him the money that the animal is worth.